that. Just like that, we're back once again. How's it going? Hope you can hear us. As always, Nate Mumford, Director of Sales Engineering, and I'm joined today by the John Bonneau, our G-Selector Product Manager. John, how's it going?
Hey, Nate. How are you, buddy?
Look, you sound great.
Long time.
I know, right? I got to tell you, I always share your videos. You know, we always talk about a little, the joke is we get a little housekeeping out of the way first. And of course, I think we wrapped up IBC or we're heading to IBC. And we have some great shows coming up in the fall as well. We're going to be in Ohio. We're going to be at the NAB in New York as well. We got a booth there this year. So you want to stop on by and see us, ask your G-Selector questions. We're going to be there. And of course, as I was mentioning, I always talk about our great videos we have on our archive over at rcsworks.com/rcs-live. That's the little URL down below there. And there's some great videos. And I really, really encourage you, as you hear John talk about music scheduling and G-Selector. I know today we're talking about G-Selector 5.1.1 new features, but I love picking John's brain about his philosophy of music because he does approach this from a very non-traditional U.S. perspective. In the sense that, you know, we do a lot of goal scheduling. Like I'm talking like two category groups.
Or even one.
There's some categories. Videos. So if you're curious about some really great music scheduling philosophical videos, I know that sounds kind of deep. You got to check out Scheduling with the Pros with John Bonneau. That's going to be over on our URL. And that's going to be here again on that ticker there. Hold on a second. I'll open it up. And John, just a heads up, I think I lost your PC there.
No, it's coming.
It's going back up. So again, it's rcsworks.com/rcs-live. And we're really excited for today. We're going to talk about brand new features in G-Selector 5.1.1, which is, by the way, available in beta right now. You can be a beta tester. You get some great features aside from the beautiful brand new icons, the new UI. We got link segments. And I'm really, really excited to talk about quarter rotation in G-Selector. So there's some really, really cool stuff there. So before I take too much of your time, John, let's dive right into it. And let's talk about brand new features in G-Selector 5.1.1.
So, yeah, G-Selector 5.1.1, first of all, we designed a little bit to invest on the UI. You see, you have brand new icons, which scale pretty well. So for you people that they are icon lovers, nowadays, we give you the option just to go and make the icons as big as you want. For example, I'm blind, Nate. You know me, like I don't see anything. Everything is scaled in my life. So this is a good idea to scale. For example, you see all the icons are new and they scale. They become big, small. Some people don't like icons. You can make them very small. Yep. But for me, blind person, I need them big.
Oh, huge. And that, by the way, is under Tools, Global Settings. Yeah. Appearances, and then what is it? Style?
Yeah, we go to appearances and style. This is where G-Selector hides the way it looks. Don't forget, just for everyone or someone who's new in G-Selector, you can change everything, how it looks like. You can change the categories, you customize everything. You can customize the color of every single menu or a text or a font. You can make big fonts, small fonts. You have this option, G-Selector, like change, do whatever you like. And even you can change the color, you know, if you don't like this dark, it's too dark for you, which I love, by the way. Mm-hmm. You can always switch back to the light, to the legacy light mode that most of the people are used to G-Selector. And for new people, don't worry. When you upgrade, we keep your previous settings, so I don't want to scare people out.
If you had the light mode enabled, it will continue that. All those icons stay the same as well. And by the way, exactly. I have the chat open too. So if you have a question for John or myself, either you're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, we're on there too. You can go ahead and chat on there. I have my chat open here for myself and John. And by the way, some of those style settings were in 5.0, correct, John?
That's correct, yeah.
So again, and as I said, we're looking for beta users right now for 5.1.1 to get some of these great new features as well. But we want to make sure we really showcase some of those UI enhancements because, I mean, it looks beautiful. I love it. And those big icons make a world of difference.
And don't forget, if you feel like, okay, the icons are new, you can always take your mouse. A tooltip will tell you exactly each icon, what it's doing. So there's nothing to worry about, you know. If some people are used to the old icons. But I would say we've done way more than the icons and the UI. So I would say let's make a deep dive to my, let's say, two or three features. Let's see how much time we have. Okay. Let's go to the top one, which I totally love and it's been requested by a few customers, but it's also been in my head as a former program director, a music director. What I hated the most, Nate, is having the same song playing in the same quarter of the hour.
Yes.
Let's say you have, if you're especially in a CHR format that is playing like 120 songs or 90 songs in some cases, you hate seeing the same song playing at the same position. Like, oh, for example, I request two Bs. One B plays, let's say, on the one part of the clock. The other B plays on the other. But because the song is, the songs are very, you know, they're very limited, it keeps scheduling the same way. So what we've done, let's go to goals, priorities. I'm going to use my R priority category. And you see that we have a brand new rule. This rule is called quarter hour rotation. It's following the same concept as the day part rotation and the hour rotation. But in this case, we control the quarter of the hour. And you need to be very, very careful with this setting. Because let's say, for example, you have one clock with a category that you request on a specific position once an hour. This is not going to work. It's not going to do magic. But if you have, for example, the if you request one category several times in the clock, this is your to-go deal. I think if we talk about formats, you know, usually for recurrence or gold songs that you request 2-3 per hour, this is the best.
I was going to say, don't forget, you can isolate these. So what I like to do just by default is have a current priority list, a recurrent priority list, and a gold priority list. And if you have those gold records, you're a AAA format or a deep library, this is going to be huge. And maybe not necessarily a currents per se, or maybe currents and not golds, but it's a great way to isolate that, right? Control, that's the idea.
Exactly. Or if you use the gold scheduling and no categories, then you don't need that, but it's another discussion, not on this call.
See Impact Radio, you're taking notes?
Yeah, so quarter rotation works in the same way. Maximum number is 3 because we have 4 quarters. So here you actually tell the software the song needs to pass, for example, my setting 2, which is very strict, the song needs to play on 2 different quarters before it gets played back in the same quarter. It's a very simple logic. It's the same like the hour rotation or day part rotation. We say, you know, play in 6 different hours before playing the same hour. It's the same concept here. So in my case here, if the song is played, has played on the first quarter, it needs to play on 2 different quarters before it comes back.
Yes. And by friendly reminder, by Victor, if you're paying attention too, friendly reminder, don't forget the hour rotation is within the day part itself. So, you know, sometimes those variables are in there, but for the quarter hour, there's no quirkiness there. It's just literally 0:15, 15:30, 30:45, 45, top of the hour, right?
Exactly. We split in 4. Like it goes from top of the hour to 15, 15 to 30, 30 to 45, 45 back top of the hour. So the concept is very simple, and I think it can give you great protection in your rotation. I said, as I said before, like mentioned before, different categories, like big categories, this is going to be a lifesaver. I mean, if you have slotted categories, of course, it's not going to work. We're talking about like regular scheduled categories. This is going to help you make sure that all the songs are rotating in the hour. And I'll give you a good example here. In my case, I have it very strict. Like, I have number 2-2. That means it's to play different quarters. And I have it also unbreakable, which I suggest, you know, depends what you like, to keep it breakable or unbreakable. I mean, depends. For example, here, let's find, I remember I have played a song. So here, Maroon 5 Memories. I requested, I'm getting a 0. I put on the log so to show you how it's breaking the rules. Because as you can see, Pop, the song is playing on the same quarter. So this is not going to play. It's going to try to pick up another song that's going to cover this the need for this position. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So in this case, if you see on the plot, we're gonna see like this song playing in different quarters, like third quarter, fourth quarter. This is gonna really help the songs push. And I know some people in the past, I did as well, try to play with a minimum separation, saying, "Oh, let's do the minimum separation 2:15, so I can push it, or 2:35."
Yeah.
But this, at the end of the day, you do so many maths that it's freaking me out. Like, for me, it's like, okay, what's going to be the distance between the songs? It's going to be 3 hours, and then let's do 25, 15, and then, oh, it's the previous day, the next day, and you lose control.
No comment. No comment from a guy who does that.
Yeah, no. I did the same as well. Like, don't forget, I'm coming from the V12 days. We used to do that, but I think we need to make things straightforward for our users and for everyone. Like, you know, how much your minimum separation? 3 hours. Great. Yeah. If you use goals, much better. Okay, within the 3 hours, what else do I need to make my hour happy? Oh, the song needs to move to all quarters. And this is where we have the quarter rotation.
Gotcha. And by the way, do me a favor, John, just hit K one more time on there. I know a lot of times that I have on my G selector, you know, people say, hey, Nate, this is really busy, right? But I want to take a second to really point out here, look at all the things that John has done to customize his G selector experience here for a second. So notice how he has an editor view, then he has a consideration view, and I love the history down the bottom left. I love that nice big history. And you see some yellow highlights for the selected element. You see color categories. You see that red there. I'm assuming that's your search depth, right? That's saying, hey,
that's
cut off here. And he's also, by the way, included that within his consideration window. He's got your failure details has a highlight because he has said, if it's below a certain throw score threshold, highlight it in my failure details in my test bar. And like, there's so much going on here. And I know you're looking at this going, wow, this looks really busy. But no, this is telling John so many things. And look at when John first started this example, look what he was saying. I want to find a song, and we pick Maroon 5 as an example, just talking about how it violated the quarter hour. But notice how he knew that.
Because it was red.
Really read what was going on.
Yeah, because it was red. It was that simple. Or my orb songs, I know that those two songs, they have they are starving. They have airplay starvation. I need to play them more. You know, this UI here, like, as I mentioned before, you can go to the appearances and really customize everything. I mean, maybe this looks too busy, but also we are trying to, you know, I'm trying to test any aspect of the software here.
Because again, this is based on you are massaging the log. You, John, are trying to pick the best song. And these are all tools and tips to help you out and guide that song. Now, curious, John, just remind me, we can make the quarter hour an unbreakable rule, can we?
Of course, yeah. You have the option. Like, we can go on the goals. Like, I mentioned before that I made, like, unbreakable. But I'm sorry, like, I'm on the wrong screen. Oops. I can just grab it and drop it to the breakables. And I can give here, you know, a weight. I can make it like 85 weight, the rule, and it's gonna be now on my breakables. Or when I create the rule, the first time I create, and let's say I can do like a quarter rotation version, and I hit okay, you know.
Of the song has its own quarter rotation, and if you don't forget, version applies to if you have the same song, two different versions, you can keep the spin history of both those versions.
Exactly. In general, we expose everything here in the rules, Nate. So if I go to the quarter rotation, you can see I have the mood, movement, everything. Like, you can control the quarter rotation of every single attributes of your song or your link, by the way. Okay.
Yeah. And it's fair to say this is like a regular hour rotation just with quarter hour.
Yeah.
Right?
Correct.
By the way, I want to go. We do have the chats open. I saw you, Mark. Thanks for checking in. As always, appreciate you, man. Corey was joking that John's custom display is what Tony Stark sees inside the Iron Man suit.
Yeah, could be. Don't forget, guys, the other thing that I used to do, now I'm working on my laptop because I don't have my two screens. You can always grab, you know, all the panes here, all the windows we have here. You can just take it and dock it to another screen. You can just grab it. You have another screen, boop, take it to the other screen. And dock it. Like, we support as many screens as you want. Like, I've seen crazy people having one screen the log, one screen the history, and one screen the failure details. Do whatever you want. Like, you have unlimited options to how you move your windows within the editor.
Right, Jeff? Right, Kevin? Any questions, let us know. So again, we're talking about brand new features in G Selector 5.1.1. I want to make sure I get to some link segments here before I forget, but this quarter hour is just such a game changer. And just to review, you know, we're talking about 0 to 15, 15 to 30, 30 to 45, top of the hour. And you have those records, for example, like lunchtime. You don't want to have the same song on Monday play at 12 and play at Wednesday at 12 or something along those lines, because that's going to be such a prominent day part, right? See, right, Bob? Makes sense? Bob was saying, it's cool for me. I love it, Bob. Thanks for checking in.
So, we have limited time.
Is there an on-off feature for this quarter hour?
Yeah, I mean, there's no off. If you don't like it, just don't include it on your priority list.
But unlike, let's say, for example, like the auto trail or something, there's no setting feature you have to enable. It's already built in there. You just add the quarter hour, correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Just want to make sure that's clear. Awesome.
I would like to move to the next category, Nate, because we don't have much time.
I'm with you.
So, go ahead. Another complaint from people and me and everyone as music directors in the past, oh my God, I have a mixed show. How do I protect my log from a mixed show or a mini mix? Now it's very trendy, like on the trend, like you play mini mix, like you mix three songs and they play for 50 minutes because they're whatever, you know, they're small mix shows. And you're like, okay, how do I know that there is no Ed Sheeran in the mix, and then I'm scheduling again Ed Sheeran? Or how do I know that the song in the mix hasn't played again? Or in some cases, pre-recorded shows. I have a 60-minute pre-recorded show, but I have no idea what's inside, and there's no way to protect it, right?
Yeah, Saturday Night Party Mix, hip-hop mix shows, Sunday Morning Countdown, stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, this was
like one long segment, right? That's the idea. One long segment, and we're essentially isolating what songs are playing within them for scheduling purposes.
So back in the days, what we used to do, what I used to do, the very painful way to insert all the songs in the hour, then schedule the rest of the day, and then go delete the songs. Mm-hmm. That was a killer, because in case I want to repeat this segment, I had to do all and everything manual. And you have also that in the picture with the reconciliation, everything. No, like this was always for me the biggest nightmare, because in some cases you want to repeat the segment, and then again, you need to do everything again and again and again. So what we introduced here for forever, this is like, this has been like a thing with G-Selector from day one. But this was only for association reports. We included what we say will go in the additional. We included segments. Here, it was a very simple way to say what's inside the link, but there was no way to protect it, and it was very, very limited. So first thing first, how to activate this new feature? Setup. You go station, and Johnny's lost again. Features. I told you I'm blind. I'm not wearing glasses today. And we go in the miscellaneous here. So here we have all the settings from G-Selector, and pop on the bottom here we have something very cool. It says include the linker song segments in history and testing. This is the first step to create the magic. So in my case, this is activated. So I hit save.
A little cheat here too. Don't forget, you can click on the text of that row item. If you feel like, you know, where that checkbox is, you can click on the text.
That's correct.
And you can actually enable and disable if you click on the text, and that's through all these setup settings. Sorry, John, for interrupting.
No worries. So let's go to linker. Yes, I forgot to save, you know. This is always me. I always forget to save, and then it's why it's not working. So just for fun, I created here a segment called Saturday Mix, because, you know, this is really cool. I like to have a Saturday Mix. And on my main page, I tell that the Saturday Mix has a duration of 60 minutes. So what I want to do now, I want to start inserting what's inside the Saturday Mix. I go back to my segments. I press the plus here, and now this is where it becomes a little bit more fun. Here now, I can give you the option to say what is inside. Is it a song or a link? Then the start time, because in many cases, the song doesn't start. Like either there is a DJ talking, or some mixes have, you know, a beat for 10, 20, 30 seconds, 1 minute, or maybe there is something inside that is not music. So you're not forced to follow the log. Like if this first song is, the song starts on the top of the hour, it's 3 minutes, the next song starts at four. No. Here you can decide exactly where in the mix the song plays, because maybe you have songs in the mix that you don't care about, you know.
Yes.
You never know.
I was just about to say. And by the way, they usually give you a PDF of what's playing anyway. So this is not something that you shouldn't be probably having to go into the MP3 and saying, okay, at 3:08, this song is starting. You should get a rough idea on a PDF of what's going on here too. Yep. So you can just kind of use that PDF and go, all right, 4 minutes. That's a song I don't play. skip it. I'll do the next one and so on. So remember, this is for scheduling history purposes.
Exactly. The way you search the asset in the past, we didn't give you any crazy search function. You just had to go through your whole library and start typing. But now we will give you the option to do a full search. It's the same concept as we have in specific links in the clocks. We want to keep the idea the same because, you know, people want to, they're familiar already with the concept of specific links. So here I can check my category. Let's say in this area, I'm looking for... Hosier, Too Sweet. I like this one, by the way. So I have my Too Sweet here. And here I can say what time the song starts. So I can say, okay, you know what? After the mood, which plays for 3 minutes and start at the 10 for the next 20 minutes, it's an interview. It's not a mix show. It's an interview. People are talking with the DJ. So I can say that this song is going to start on the bottom of the hour. So it's going to start at 30. And the song, because it's an extended mix and my DJ messed around with it, plays for 5 minutes.
Sure.
And I click OK. It can happen. I have heard people looping the intros, looping everything. So, you know, this is a different version. This doesn't affect the original asset. This doesn't affect the original asset. This is only within this segment. Okay.
And by the way, you know, if any questions here, but we do have questions open here. So if Andrew or Bob, we need more questions for John or myself, let us know. But I want to point out one really kind of smart way you designed that. Notice how when John designed this, you don't have the start time and the end time. It's a redundant step in the process. It's the start time and the run time. So like it's just boom, that's it. So like, for example, if it's zero and the run time is 3 minutes, the next element's going to start at three after, right? That's the idea. We're not putting in an extra field there just to make your lives that much more easier.
Yeah, that's correct. Let me show you then what happens here. So the other thing that can happen is that I can have the same song in the same position. First of all, I can go the list up and down. You know, this is not fixed. This is something you designed because we know pretty well. But maybe I have a mashup that plays Adele together with a mood. Both songs start with a 10 and both songs take 3 minutes because of the mashup. So I can even do the mashups here. So I know many stations have many problems trying to do coordinating the mashups, and it's impossible. And something else you can do here, a trick, you can have your hook promos here. When I have a hook promo and I play the three hooks, I don't want to have the song playing next to the hook promo. For example, if the hook promo has Skyfall from Adele, I don't want the next song to be Adele Skyfall because it sounds bad. So in this case, you just add the songs, you add protection in the links, minimum separation on the links, you have the linker category of the hook promos at the bottom of your password list. That means you're scheduling the songs, and when it's time to pick the hook promos, you're going to pick the hook promo that doesn't have Adele close to 2 hours, for example, or the same song close to 4 hours. And this gives you a full protection, even for your hook promos. Like we're talking about mix shows, but what happens with hook promos? This has been a problem for many, many years. Like you don't want the same songs playing the hook promos to play in the hour. It's painful.
Yes.
So let me show you what's going in the back and how this looks in the editor, because it is the most important, okay? I'm in the editor, and here I'm going just to insert. Let's insert it here. I'm going to insert a link. If I remember well, I had it on my Z category. And it's called Saturday Mix. It lasts 1 hour. Yeah, your hour is very stretched here.
I see you, Tornado. I got a question coming in when you're ready, John.
Yeah, let me finish that. Because now the history map is changing. You see the history map, Nate? You see, okay, here you see only the mix. But now we included a brand new checkbox, show me the link segments. So if I hit that and I hover over the song, and I think I have to go to the title as well. Yeah, now you see, for example, I see that, let me go up and down. First of all, let me bring Adele here really quick. So in the case here, I can see that Adele is part of the link segment. You see, it tells me that, hey, Adele plays inside the link segment Saturday Night Mix, and it's marked as it's in the Z category, the link itself. And it includes, Adele. Yep. And here it includes Hello, which is category O. And looks now the best part. The song is violating the minimum separation because it's inside the segment. Yeah, it's yeah. I mean, yeah, that's okay. Okay, whatever.
I know.
In this case, it's violating the minimum separation as well because it's part of my link segment.
Yes. And so again, just to review, because I want to get to Tornado's question here in a second. We're talking about link segments, the idea of a long form show, the idea that we can go in linker, we can isolate each segment by time frame. And then what John is showing you, as you then start to work back in the editor, there's ways in the history map to enable link segments, show link segments, see the failure details, and see that exactly. Scheduling history of that as well.
Exactly. That's correct.
So John, let's get to a question here, if you were ready for it or not.
Yeah, sure.
So Tornado, I know where this is going too. So he was saying, if I'm given a file with the containing songs of a mix or a show or whatever from the producer, is it possible in the future for G-Selector to automatically do all this? And for example, and I know what you're saying here, Tornado, and I think we're getting there. The big thing is the metadata. That's the first big thing. So I'm going to tease it from the Zeta perspective, but John, if you want to go from the G-Selector perspective, it's probably more of, you're right, Tornado, a future enhancement, if you will. But it sounds like Tornado would like to have essentially a template that if he loads it up, it's going to automatically load up all of those segments in a row. Is there a way mm-hmm. that, at least in the future, as a request, to try to
there
get...
Go
ahead.
There is an idea about the future to make things even more automatic, but I don't want to give a cheese right now, but mm-hmm. it's going to make your life, Tornado, much easier than importing the metadata. Maybe you just have to import the link and everything is done. You don't know, but it's in the future. Let's not talk about the future right now because we're always already in the future. We have a brand new version here.
Yes. And I always like doing that. And Tornado, great question there too, because one of the things we like to do here is, you know, you're sitting in front of the G-Selector product manager. It's great to know some of those future enhancements as well. So I think I want to know too, just so you know, if you have on the Zeta side, some of the companion piece to this is the Zeta virtual events. So don't forget on the Zeta side, you can always do a auto load. You can have some metadata on the virtual events there. We're doing some really cool things with AMU metadata imports on the Zeta side. Right now, they're not connected between the link segments and the virtual events. We're going to get there in the future. But for right now, from the automation perspective, Zeta can do that with virtual events. And there might be some things we can do with AMU templates, Tornado, on your perspective. Right now, we're in kind of the scheduling world. So this is adding segments so that, for example, a live concert, right? If we have a live concert, something going on, and you have the last song, the last concert, and you have, let's say, typically a classic rock station with a no repeat workday or whatever it is. You don't want to schedule one of those songs from the concert later in the day, thus, you know, maintaining the no repeat workday. So as Tornado said, cool beans, many thanks. And thanks for checking in, Tornado. Appreciate it.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, the everyday use of it for me, for people, what we had in mind, the most important is right now the hook promos, because I know people do it manually right now. And I know there is so much pain in many stations out there, you know, having to protect. Some people put the artist in the hook promos, but this still doesn't protect you like much and gives you, extend you from, you know, for example, I play 10 songs from Adele. That means I'm protecting the whole Adele from the hook promos. I think this is wrong. In this case, you just protect the 3 songs there or 4 songs, whatever you have the hook promo, and you're done.
Do you notice how I started this entire video, John, by saying that I love picking your brain because I do all these things manually, task by task by task. And so far, we spend 30 minutes saying, if you're that program director or music scheduler who does all these things by hand, this will make your life a lot easier.
Here we are. I want to say that.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I want to say that we introduced many nice new things, but Nate, we have no more time. So
I know, Gene. Yeah,
there's more things to show you about.
Questions for you too. We can talk about this all day. So I want to just reiterate once again. You know, let me open my little thing here. There's some great scheduling videos with John over on our archive, rcsworks.com/rcs-live. I would definitely check those out. You can literally go to the blog section of rcsworks.com. You can click on a video. There's a full write-up of all our videos that we do here. And you can actually just search John or whatever, and we'll find those videos up there too. And also remind you, we're still going to be back on the road as well. As you can see here, we'll be at IBC in Amsterdam tomorrow. Sorry, I had one of our friends were saying they're leaving for IBC. That was. We got WABE, our WABE, on the 23rd, 25th. It'll be in Ohio, October 2nd, 3rd, and NAB New York, October 8th and 10th as well. So those are great appearances for you kind of just to go and let's say, hey, I'm going to be at many of those. Show up, bring your library. You can pick your brain, talk about some great techniques. And if you want to play with some of that quarter hour rotations, because yes, you can be a beta user for 5-1-1, which is available right now. You can go ahead and essentially, you know, you can do some stuff. I have a demo database myself. You can play around with it, check some stuff out, and we can have some fun with it too. So again, yep. If you want to get your hands on these quarter hour rotations, it's available right now in beta for 5-1-1. You can reach out to your local RCS contact, your local RCS office. We'll get you in touch and get you in that beta program. Some great new features aside from the UI that's there. We have the quarter hour rotation. We have the link segments, which is perfect, as John said, for hooks and other great features as well. John, anything else you wanted to add here?
There are more stuff, Nate, but we need the second. We need the second Facebook Live to talk about it, because I'm going to give you a sneak peek. We have a solution on the spot blocks or the time blocks to have many, many assets and fill, for example, a network gap, or you don't want to play commercial on the internet and want to schedule everything. It'll be perfectly timed. We have more stuff coming up in 5-1-1.
That's awesome. We will have a potential future RCS Live on that. Who knows, right? Yeah. Bob was saying, I love you, Bob. Thanks for texting. Bob was like, beta me now, brother. I love it. And Sean, any questions too, feel free to chime in as well. But I know we want to make sure John maximize John's time here. So thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. We'll do one other little extra G-Selector 5-1-1 new features as well. Of course, the archive, rcsworks.com/RCS-live. John, anything you want to add before we head out?
No, guys, I'm waiting. I'm very excited about this version, and there are more stuff.
It's going to be awesome. Thank you so much, John, for joining us. John Bonneau, our G-Selector, music scheduler, product manager. We really appreciate it.